The Savannah R3 Board of Education heard from dozens of concerned citizens Tuesday night as the district weighs whether or not to move on from their current mascot, the Savannah Savages.
I was impressed by the passion of both sides. I think we have some work to do in how we move forward. I don't know what that's going to look like still. We were just discussing how we were going to get together and make some decisions about moving forward.
Savannah School Board President Stancy Bond says while community members raised valid concerns about the fiscal cost of changing the school's branding, she said the cost couldn't be the deciding factor in whether or not the district makes a change. She also rejected calls from some to leave the decision to Andrew County voters.
They elected us as school board members to represent the people, and that's exactly what we want to do. It costs money to put things on the ballot. It's not a free service. And to think that our community should be the only person who has a vested interest in our mascot is a little bit short-sighted.
Bond says Savannah's route forward, whatever it may be, will likely require a compromise from both camps. She expects it'll take 6 to 12 months to resolve the issue, but hopes to have a plan of action in place by October. I'm Andrew Wegley, reporting.